How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Healthy love night. I don't know if I should invite you to Whole of Strain. You know, when you look at what we're talking about tonight, I don't know. The sound of Colonel Roberts. Track called Whole of Strain. Don't lose your mind. Want to say big ups to each and everyone locked in right now. Those locked in on TuneIn Radio on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Big ups to ya. Those hailing from across the pond, One Harmony Radio. Top of the morning to you over there in the UK. Blessings to those out in New Jersey, NIE Radio with the Motivator. Big ups to those out in New York, Island Worldwide, China Nicole, Brother Gary. Enough love to Big ups and blessed Earth Day to Mr. Lindsay. Those who are locked in out of Florida, out of Florida. On the ClintonLindsay.com, the Foundation Radio Network. Yeah, man, celebrating the Earth Day today. Mr. Lindsay, much love to you, sir. Want to say big ups to those who are locked in out of Texas. Numbers large out of Texas. Those on WGLRO, home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show. The People Station, taking from the sheets to the streets. Just touching from Detroit to Denmark and all points in between. Big ups to those on Aliwap Radio Dusik Media Groups. Much love to ya. Those on PEMGTV.com. Much love to ya. On Facebook Live, how you doing? Don't get too comfortable, now. Remember, it's only a segment broadcast. Yeah, man. The home of the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is back. KevinStew.com. Back to normal. I don't know if what you can call what we do here normal. But we're back. So call your friends, tell your friends of your enemies of your friends and your enemies too. Tell everybody, because we're not leaving anybody out. Don't tell them to hold us straight, you know. Don't tell them to check out the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. It's healthy love night. Hey Eric, how you doing, bro? Come to hang out with us to Whole of Strain. The son of Colonel Robert.
Makes no sense we complain. Just now we gonna reach back out there. Just now we gonna reach back out there.
Reminding you, you can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, you can Telegram. Number is 773-789-STEW, 773-789-7839, numbers that get you in touch, call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. I do encourage you to call though, you know, I like the personal touch. Of course, you are invited to jump into the Stew Pot on KevinStew.com. Wondering what the Stew Pot is, it's what others call a chat room, but because we're fancy over here on KevinStew.com, we call it the Stew Pot. It's where we keep things interactive and bubbling. You don't need to register. You don't need to sign up for anything. You don't need to offer your firstborn, give up your spleen, offer blood sacrifices, none of that. Just go to KevinStew.com and you're there. You can remain anonymous if you wish. Or you can put your name. Let me know who it is that I'm interacting with. Those who are locked in on Facebook Live, please share with someone. But don't send them to Facebook, you know. send them to kevinstew.com. Yeah, that is what you must hear. If you saw the post today, you know tonight we're gonna be talking crap. Yep. If you want to use the medical term for it, the scientific name for it, we're talking feces. Yeah, but we're not going to strain to do it. We're going to talk about it with ease. You can't even go as far as to say with laxative. The question is, what is it that your feces can tell you about your health? And it is Healthy Love Night. And, you know, I don't think we love each other enough. And there are some people looking at their devices going, Stu, what do you mean? Where are you going with this? Well, when was the last time you had a conversation about your feces with anyone? Including your doctor. Think about it. Your feces is the end product of something that you need to do every day to give you energy, to keep you alive, to you need to eat, right? You need to give your body nourishment. And at the end of that process comes feces. Now, one of the things that we talk about pretty often on Healthy Love is the fact that your gut health dictates your overall health. And before I go even any further, let me not be disrespectful. Thank you to my segment sponsor, Pulse Media Group. When being in a moment is priceless, give them a call. They can do everything you see here on kevinstew.com and more. They can do your videos, your photos, your streaming, run your ads, create your ads, you know, all of that. You have a church service, a wedding, a funeral, a graduation, a seminar, a party, a live event that you want to stream on a secure platform, or even your own platform like I do here on kevinstew.com. Go ahead and give them a call. 754-999-1140. That's 754-999-1140. You can also check them out at pulseemg.com. Thank you, Pulse, for sponsoring this. Now, back to the matter at hand. With gut health, it's a direct reflection of our overall health, because that is where it's like the litmus test of your overall health. What is your gut saying? How is your gut doing? And so at the end of what your gut deals with comes excretion, feces, fecal matter. And have you ever asked the question, why, you know, what would you consider normal in the realm of feces? Now, you probably don't think of that because you don't generally think of talking about it. But it can be hard to describe your poop because, you know, outside of people telling you that you don't know crap and calling you a piece of crap or something like that, you don't really talk about it, right? But according to WebMD.com, doctors use a scale to show the different kinds of poop, and it's called a Bristol stool chart. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, and this gives you an idea of how long stool spent in your bowel before heading out. you know, is it like some women that take forever to get ready before they go out? Or is it like some guys that, you know, boom, ready to go, no matter what? How, what's, you know, how can you tell? And so there's the Bristol stool chart, and it looks something like this. Yeah, I have a diagram. So there it is. And you have type 1 through type 7 on the Bristol stool chart. So what on this chart would be considered normal? First off, let's go down the chart. What is type 1 stool? Now, with the type 1, it says that your stool has spent a long time in your bowel, and they're tough and hard to pass. If your stool looks like the stool in the type 1, I can put it up again, you're probably constipated. If it lasts longer than a couple of weeks, you need to see your doctor to find out what is causing it. Don't play around, because, you know, it can be serious. Then there's a type 2. So in describing your type 1, it is separate hard lumps like nuts. Your type 2 is sausage shaped but lumpy. Okay? And that says that this stool also can be a sign that you're constipated. What you want to do is to try to get more fiber in your diet and drink more water to move things along, so to speak. So that's your sausage-shaped but lumpy. Then you have your type 3. Now, your type 3, doctors think of this kind of poop as normal. It's sausage-shaped, but it has cracks on the surface. And they consider it normal because it is easy to pass. If things are going as they should, it shouldn't take longer than a minute on the toilet to get this out of your system. So that's your type 3. Then you have your type 4, which is sausage or snake-like and smooth and soft. Now, I'm not telling anybody that they need to go and rub down and feel their poop, but it might be a good idea to pay attention to what it looks like. Doctors think of this as poop you want to have. Everyone's bathroom habits are different, but ideally, according to WebMD.com, you should have one of these every 1 to 3 days. So it's not to say that every day this is how your bowel movement is going to be. It's not going to be sausage or snake-like and smooth and soft. But every 1 to 3 days you should have bowel movement like that. Then you have your type 5s. These are soft blobs with clear-cut edges. These are also easy to pass. But you may feel a sense of urgency with these, about getting to the bathroom, you know, a little bit of a rush to get things on the way. And then of mild diarrhea. Most of the time it goes away on its own in a couple of days. So nothing to be too concerned about. Then you have your type 6. This is fluffy pieces with ragged edges and kind of mushy. If you have these more than 3 times a day, you have diarrhea. Now, make sure to drink plenty of fluids. Water, in particular, is good. But you also need to replace the minerals you're losing, the electrolytes. And fruit juices and soup can help with that. But isn't it interesting? Here it is, you're having this kind of boil movement and you're encouraged to drink more fluids. So your poop is kind of mushy and you should be drinking more fluids. Strange, right? But that's how the human body works. So that is your type 6s. And then you have your type 7s. And again, the range is from 1 to 7 on the Bristol stool chart. There you have it up again. I just put it up again on the screen for you guys that are watching on Facebook Live or on kevinstew.com. You know, there it is. Now, your type 7 is watery. It has no solid pieces. It's entirely liquid. This stool moves through your body, your bowel very quickly. And you need to see your doctor if you have more than 3 of these a day for longer than 2 days. You should check with your doctor if you also have other signs of dehydration, be it dry mouth, sleepiness, headache, or dizziness. Now, if you have 2 out of these 4, is that a concern? Anyway, you have other signs, severe pain in your tummy, or burning in your rear end, or if you have a fever of 102 degrees or higher, these are reasons to go see your doctor. Now, the other part of what type is it when you notice yellow corn in the poop? That is a type that you have had corn for dinner or one of your meals and you didn't chew your food properly. That's that type. And it's interesting that you asked that question, Eric, because what we're going to look at next is the color concerns about your poop. And it's kind of interesting because outside of different shapes and textures, it comes in different colors. So it could be a rainbow of events happening in your toilet. And you probably didn't even know it. The Bristol stool chart doesn't include color. But you may have some questions about color, just quite similar to what Eric has. You know, what if it's yellow? All right, so the brown of your stool depends on a couple of things. Your diet and how much bile is in it. Now, bile is a yellow-green fluid that helps digest fats. A healthy stool should reflect a mixture of all the colors of the food you eat and that bile. Almost any shade of brown or even green is considered okay. Especially if you consume green leafy vegetables a lot, you'd kind of expect to see it. So when it comes out green, it may come out a bit of a shock for you to see, but a green poop every once in a while is okay. It may be because you eat a lot of green vegetables, that's a good thing, or too much green food coloring. Now that, not so good. It also may mean that your food is moving through your system too quickly. So think along the line of diarrhea. And the green in your bile doesn't have time to break down. Now, if the color doesn't change, you will want to go consult with your physician. If you have shades of red, this may be from eating too much red food coloring.
So you, whatever it is that you're consuming has too much red food coloring. Again, not so good. It can also come from red-colored medicine. Your stool should soon return to its normal color. If it doesn't, now, again, you could have some problems going on. A bright red stool could mean bleeding in your large intestine. Sometimes it's blood from your rectum, from a scratch or from a hemorrhoid. Why exactly do you have scratches in your butt? I don't know. I will not get into that. What you do is your business. If you keep passing red stools, check with your doctor. Next is black. Now, if your stool is black, and some people might go, wait, black? People have black stool? Well, this might be as a result of an iron supplement or an over-the-counter medicine you took because your stomach felt bad. Then your stool may come out black. Or it could even be that black licorice that you had the night before, if you're a licorice kind of a person. If none of these possibilities ring true for you, talk to your doctor. Give your doctor a call. A black stool, or one that appears dark maroon, smells bad, and looks tarry, might be a sign, not starry, but tarry. You know, that black thing that you see out on the road? Yeah, that. It may be a sign of bleeding from high in your digestive tract, like in your stomach. So go ahead and check that out. Now, if you have lightly colored stool, like the yellow stool that you find in infants, it's fine in breastfed infants. But for others, they could be a sign of too much fat. And that could mean your body is having trouble absorbing nutrients like it should. So you want to see your doctor. Sometimes stools can be white or chalky looking. That might be a side effect of some medication, but it could mean your bile duct is clogged. Your doctor can let you know for sure. Now, if you've never seen white stool, you're good to go. If you end up, and I'm talking about your own stool, I'm not talking about walking down the street and you see some stool on the ground and you go, oh, that's white. That's a concern. Don't worry about that. Unless it's your pet that put it there, then you need to be worried about it because you should have taken it up. But if you go and have a bowel movement and it's white, yeah, you get done, you clean up, call your doctor. Now, if you're one that goes to the bathroom with your phone, then you can call your doctor then and there. But still, clean up, please. So, there you have it until we talk a little bit more. Now, we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to say see you to Facebook Live. And we're going to continue the broadcast on the affiliate stations, One Harmony Radio, Island Worldwide, NIE Radio, the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, WGLRO, Aliwap Radio, Dusik Media Groups. We'll continue the broadcast. But Facebook Live, this is where we part company. Come on over to KevinStew.com. The link is pinned in the comment section. So you have no excuse. Just come on over. Don't be shy. We'll be there. I'll leave the light on for you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Pulse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us. 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. get a 1 minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us. 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
Imagine having our own Caribbean center.
Imagine a museum highlighting our history and the contributions of Caribbean people to the world.
Imagine being able to visit and learn about the islands we call home.
In a place where our kids can see and feel their cultural heritage. You can make this vision come to life.
Help us create this first of its kind space
that all Caribbean people can be proud of. Your contribution to Island Space Caribbean Museum will help this dream come true.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe and donate today.
Reggae Global Entertainment presents the brand new self-titled album from Yishka with 9 great songs. Oh, Baby, Let Me Love You. Be Grateful for Life.
Be Grateful for Life.
Shake You Down.
Girl, I wanna shake you down.
What else can I do?
What else can I do?
Babe, Come Over.
Baby, Come Over.
My, my, my. It's Our Time.
It's Our Time. You know I love you.
For Your Love.
For Your Love. I will do anything.
I'm Falling. Yishka, 9 great songs, available on all streaming platforms.
Available now.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one
In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math,
I learned
that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind, and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Hey, I'm representing for DJ Kevin's too. Working on the night shift, the night shift radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil never. Will DJ Kevin's tune sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Chris Sinti representing Word and Honor. Celestia, DJ Kevin Street.
The sound of Tasha Marie.
No more of me.
Track is called From Now On. Her very first single.
Mine will be at ease. It's Joanne.
Some of you may know her as the family court attorney. That is on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew every fourth Monday of the month. Yeah, she won't be on this month. She won't be on next month. But she will be back in January.
Your spirit in me is made up from now on.
This is her musical side. The track is called From Now On.
From now on, live the water flows in.
Want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea SU is a licensed massage therapist that operates out of Broad County, North Emmerdale, and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Give her a call, 954-655-9000. That's 954-655-9000. Or email her at thealater@att.net. That's thealater@att.net. She's also a personal trainer, so those muscles that she's soothing, you can have her soothe them after she put them in pain, helping you out to get fit.
It's joy and victory.
Thank you, Althea. So welcome back to the broadcast. Those of you who are just joining, welcome to the broadcast. So glad to have you. Couldn't do it without you. You have my word, I wouldn't even try. Tonight we're talking crap. Yep, we're talking about feces. And how it is that your feces can tell you things about your health.
The water flows within.
Now, we mentioned in the first segment the color issue. Now, you may notice blood on the toilet paper after you wipe, or you may see it in the bowl. The color can range from bright red to almost black. And the shade offers clues as to what is going on. So, in this instance, we're looking at the color red, the color of blood. And what does it mean when there's blood in your stool? Rectal bleeding can be a symptom of many conditions, some serious, others not so serious. It can signal a problem anywhere in your digestive tract, from your esophagus, the throat area, down to your anus. It's all connected. And it points to, it can be points in between. So it's not necessarily at the beginning or at the end, but it can happen somewhere along the line. Your stomach, your large intestine, your small intestine, your bile, something along the way. So you see stool, you see blood in your stool, why is it there? The most common cause of rectal bleeding is hemorrhoids, usually the type that stains toilet paper. It happens when veins in your anus and rectum swell. Among the causes, obesity, pregnancy, and straining during bowel movements. It's not an emergency. Along with bleeding, hemorrhoids cause itching, pain, and irritation. If you add fiber to your diet, drink a little more water, avoid sitting for long periods, and get more exercise, your condition may improve. over-the-counter creams or soaking in a sitz bath could bring relief also. And that's S-I-T-Z or S-I-T-Z, depending on where you're hailing from in the world. So that's hemorrhoids. Now, you may notice that they mention moving more. This is one of the reasons why sedentary jobs is one of the things that bring us to our, help us to meet our demise. You know, it's just not good for us. We need to move around more. We need to exercise more. And you need to drink some more water and eat some more fiber if you're having hemorrhoids. Then you have anal fissures. Now, these are small tears in the skin around the anus, usually caused by constipation and hard stools. Along with bright red blood, you might notice pain during bowel movements and afterwards. You can add some more fiber to your diet or take a stool softener to ease the problem. A warm bath, not a shower, but a bath, might also help. If it doesn't get better, talk to your doctor. They may be able to give you a cream to soothe the area. Yeah, they have a cream for that. Then there is polyps. Now, benign growths in your colon don't usually cause bleeding during bowel movements. But it's possible and can happen slowly over time. Other symptoms include changes in the color of your stool and changes in your bowel habits that last longer than a week or two. Polyps can turn into cancer. So it's key to find and remove them before they do. Make sure you know when it's time to get a colonoscopy and other cancer screening tests. If you want to share in the broadcast tonight, you feel free. Go ahead and give us a call, 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. Call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. Let me hear from you. Share with me. Let's talk about it. Yeah, because, again, I do not have all the answers. I may not have any of the answers. Because yours truly is a DJ, not a DR, but this is information that we should talk about. So let's talk about it. Colorectal cancer. That was mentioned when we were talking about polyps just now. Now, blood can be a sign of a tumor in your colon or rectum. You might see bloody streaks in your poop or notice that it's dark colored, a sign of bleeding higher up in the digestive system. Often, though, you can't see blood on your own, but your doctor may be able to find traces of it with a screening test. Other colorectal cancer symptoms include diarrhea or constipation, belly pain or cramps, bowel movements that are narrow, and fatigue. You'll need surgery and possibly chemotherapy or radiation to treat colorectal cancer. Then there is IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. Now, this condition includes Crohn's disease, which is an inflammation in any part of your digestive tract, and ulcerative colitis, an inflammation in your colon and rectum. And both can cause blood during bowel movements. It can also cause pain, weight loss, and diarrhea. Your treatment will focus on lowering inflammation, pain relief, and controlling diarrhea. Usually, medicines and changes to your diet and other habits can make a difference. Some people will need surgery. Then you have diverticulosis or diverticulitis. So you have diverticulosis and diverticulitis. And the culosis means that small pouches from in the walls of your intestines, they form in the walls of your intestines. I'm sorry. When one of them gets infected, you have diverticulosis. So diverticulosis is the pouches in the walls of your intestine. Diverticulitis is when those pouches become infected. Now, other than blood on toilet paper in the bowl, symptoms can include cramps, fever, nausea, changes in your bathroom habits, diarrhea, or constipation. Antibiotics and a change in your diet might solve the problem. If you have a severe case, you might need surgery. I met someone once that had diverticulitis and had to have surgery. So they removed a part of their intestine. True story. Then there are ulcers. So peptic ulcers, more specifically. These open sores in the lining of your stomach and intestines can cause dark blood to show up in your poop. But it doesn't happen to most people with ulcers. The most common symptom is pain. You might have heartburn, you might burp a lot, or feel nauseated. Treatment can include antibiotics and medicine to block acid, your antacids. You may need to limit your use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, your NSAIDs, since they can be hard on your stomach. What is important here, though, if your stool looks black and tarry and you feel lightheaded, go to the emergency room. Get help immediately. Don't play around. Don't fool around. Don't just think that it's going to be okay and you can just... No. Get help. Now, there can also be esophagus problems. The tube that connects your throat to your stomach can be the source that of blood that ends up in your stool. Like I said, it's one process. It starts at your mouth and ends at your butt. A common cause is GERD. You've heard of it, right? Excuse me. It's gastroesophageal reflux disease. Another possible problem is a tear in this tissue which happens mostly to people who regularly drink too much alcohol. People who have liver disease can get swollen veins in this area, which then may bleed. GERD treatment can include drugs to limit acid, and you have other conditions that might require a surgical procedure. That's your esophagus problems. Now, if you happen to see a bit of bright red blood when you have a bowel movement, then you may have a relatively minor problem. It's important to note any of the symptoms you have and to check with your doctor if you suspect a problem like colon cancer. Talk with your doctor. Maroon or tarry stools are often a sign of a more serious issue that you should deal with right away. You shouldn't be sitting around and just letting it fester. You know, that can lead to more serious problems. It's already serious. Go ahead, talk to your physician, get some help. If you see a lot of blood, if you feel lightheaded, if you have fast heartbeat, 911, or whatever the emergency number is where you live, call them up. Go now. Don't sit around. Don't wait for anything, thinking that it'll go away. That combination is just a bad combination to have. So that just about covers dealing with blood in your stool. Now, there are some people that never take the time to pay attention to what they leave in the toilet. Listen, if there are two things that you should be paying attention to, it's your pee and your poop. Because the color of your urine can tell you about some things that are going on or something that you're not doing, as well as the color of your poop. Both start with a process that happens every day. The consumption of something, whether it be liquids or solids, food, water, juice, you name it. Candy, drugs, whatever it is that you're taking, you put it in your mouth, it either comes out in your pee or in your poop, or both. And how this product of excretion looks can tell you a lot about what is going on in your body. If you haven't been paying attention to what your poop looks like, now is as good a time as any to start looking. If you're having difficulty pooping more than 3 times a week, or, you know, because based on the information that we heard tonight, and I've heard this information before, if it lasts more than 3 days that you have difficulty pooping, there's a problem. It should not be lasting 3 days. So if you're constipated for more than 3 days, something is going on. Talk to a physician. It may not be anything major, but talk to your physician. You know, there are some people that haven't gone for days. How do you do that? You're eating every day, but you're not pooping every day. Something is going on. And you ever wonder what happens if your poop stays inside your body? You ever wonder? Because there's a reason why our body expels things. It's because it's done with it. It doesn't need to be there. But what happens is you hold your poop and you keep it. You start reabsorbing some of that. So what is meant to be discarded, the garbage that needs to go, your body is now feeding on that garbage. It doesn't sound pretty, does it? But it's exactly what you're doing to yourself. If you're one that sits around and doesn't want to go when you need to go, you're hurting yourself. Your body tells you things, you need to be listening to it. Because if there's one thing that is not going to steer you wrong, it's your body. You need to go? Go. Find a way and go. There are some people that say, boy, you know, I can't go when I'm out on the road. You know, I have to use my own bathroom. When you move from one house or one place of residence to another, what happens? You're going in a place that you're not familiar with. Is it just the mere fact that it is yours that makes it different? Listen, if you need to go, you go. If it's an issue that you don't like sitting on a surface that everyone else sits on, well, line it with tissue. Put a barrier between it and you. But you need to go, go. It may be filthy in there. Well, I understand the struggle. find a hotel, walk on in, ask if you can use their bathroom. Find a doctor's office. They shouldn't be refusing you if you need to use the bathroom. Go. If you need to go, go. Because it's your own health that you're protecting. We're going to take another quick little break. When we come back, we're going to look at some food that could help in the process of pooping. Well, it is food that is causing you to poop anyway, right? Well, it's a contributor, and a major one at that. So, what will help in the poop department? We're going to look at some foods that will do that, and then we'll get into musical therapy afterwards. Call your friends, tell your friends. It's a night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Tonight we're looking at what your feces tells you about your health. Call somebody, tell somebody, and then come back. We'll be right back after these messages. And first thing I want to mention as we go to the break is what is coming up on the 20th inside Valencia's in Margate. It's called Rhythms of the Heart. It happens every third Saturday, courtesy of GMAC Music Solutions. And it's happening on Saturday, November 20th at 8 p.m. The doors open at 9 p.m. The band strikes up. It's live entertainment. Rhythms of the Heart. You got DJs, Wizard, and C-Nice that provide music when the band takes a break. But doors open at 8. Band strikes up at 9. You get jazz, reggae, R&B, soul, fusion, and there might be a special guest. There might not, but you're guaranteed to have a great time. So check them out. Tickets are $10 pre-sold, more at the door. You can hit me up for tickets. I got some tickets. So if you're in the South Florida area and you want tickets for Rhythm of the Heart, go ahead and give me a call. I also... and I'm giving away a ticket, so you can hit me up tonight and you can hit me up tomorrow to get your ticket. Now, one of the... let me come back to the camera real quick. One of the Rhythm of the Heart events celebrated an Earth date. Some people call it a birthday. If you can tell me whose birthday was celebrated, I will give you a complimentary ticket to Rhythms of the Heart. Yes, I have a complimentary ticket for you. 773-789-STEW. 773-789-7839 is a number to call, text, or WhatsApp. Let me know whose birthday was celebrated, and you win yourself a ticket, complimentary ticket, to Rhythms of the Heart, happening on the 20th of November at Valencia's in Margate. We'll be right back after these messages. Oh, it would be good if I had the messages up, wouldn't it? All right, we'll be back.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Teddy Greaves Jr. with 6 brand new songs out now on his brand new EP, Teddy Greaves Jr. with songs you know and love, like Can You Stop the Rain?
Can you stop the rain?
One Last Cry.
One last cry.
Can't get over you.
Can't get over you.
Get over.
Wait too long. You and I.
You and I.
And One Last Cry, the acoustic version. Teddy Greaves Jr., now available on all major digital platforms. Teddy Greaves Jr. Making great music is one thing. Sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
Yes, yes, yes. Sakara Mantino, I'm making noise right now. You are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
The Zone of Cesar. It's called Morning in Gideon. He says, keep your heads high. But I missed a Vegas and killed them with the no. I want to say thank you to Reggae Global Entertainment for sponsoring this segment of the broadcast. Reggae Global Entertainment will act as your booking agent, handle your tour management, deal with your trademarks, your business registrations, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and so much more. Get them a call, 954-804-8199. That's 954-804-8199. Or check them out at reggaeglobalentertainment.com. Find out what they can do for you and tell them DJ Kevin Stew sent you. Thank you, Reggae Global. Hey, 1871, welcome to the broadcast. 1914, big up to ya. I beg you, keep your head high. It's called Morning in Gideon. The artist goes by the name Cesar. So, we looked at what happens when your poop has a certain texture. We look at it when it, we talked about when it has a certain color. But what types of food can you consume that will help you? And according to Healthline, there are some foods that are considered healthy foods that help you to poop. Thank you very much, 1871. Truly appreciate it. Now, constipation is one of those common problems that affect an estimated 20% of the population. Delayed colonic transit or decrease in the movement of food through the digestive system is one of the most common causes. A low-fiber diet, aging, and physical inactivity can also contribute to constipation. You blocked up, go take a walk. While remedies for constipation typically include laxatives, stool softeners, and fiber supplements, incorporating a few regularity-boosting foods into your diet can be a safe and effective alternative. And so, we're going to look at some foods that can help you to poop. One of them is apples. Apples are a good source of fiber. With one small apple,
5.3 ounces or 149 grams, depending on how you measure it or what unit of measurement you use. This provides 3.6 grams of fiber. Fiber passes through your intestines, undigested, aiding the formation of stool and promoting regular bowel movements. Get your fiber in there. Apples also contain a specific type of soluble fiber called pectin, which is known for its laxative effect. In one study, 80 participants with constipation took pectin supplements. After 4 weeks, pectin sped transit time in the colon, reduced the symptoms of constipation, and even improved digestive health by increasing the amount of beneficial bacteria in the gut. Again, your gut health is a direct indicator of your overall health. Apples can be used as a healthy topping for foods like yogurt, crepes, and oatmeal, and enjoyed on their own as a travel-friendly, nutritious snack. In fact, apples and peanut butter is kind of nice. Then you have prunes. Prunes are often used as a laxative, a natural laxative, and for good reason. I remember even as a child being constipated, and my mother would say, go eat some prunes, or drink some prune juice. 4 prunes contains 2 grams of fiber and about 7% of your daily requirement for vitamin A and potassium. 4 prunes. That's about 32 grams. Prunes also contain sorbitol, a type of sugar alcohol that your body poorly digests. It helps alleviate constipation by drawing water into the intestine, spurring a bowel movement. Real cool. The process, not the bowel movement. Well, I guess that could be pretty cool too. You know, we're relieved that it's out. So, one review looked at four studies measuring the effectiveness of prunes on constipation. It found that prunes can help soften stool, improve consistency, and increase stool frequency. Another study showed that prunes made improvements in both stool frequency and consistency compared with participants tested with psyllium fiber supplements. Prunes add a hint of sweetness when used to garnish salads and pilafs. A small glass of prune juice with no added sugar can be a quick and convenient way to get the same constipation busting benefits found in whole prunes. Shop for whole prunes and prune juice just about anywhere. You can shop online, you can go to the store. Just make sure it's the ones with no sugar added. Generally, you want to stay away from added sugars anyway. And the sugar-free ones, it is sweetened with something. So be mindful of that also. Next on the list is kiwi. Now, kiwi is especially high in fiber, which makes it an excellent food to help promote regularity. Kiwi also tastes great. 1 medium kiwi, 2.6 ounces or about 69 grams, contains 2 grams of fiber. Kiwi has been shown to stimulate movement in the digestive tract, helping induce bowel movements. One older study gave 33 constipated and 20 non-constipated participants kiwi twice daily over a 4-week period. Kiwi helped speed up intestinal transit time, decrease laxative use, and improve symptoms of constipation. How good is it? Try to add kiwi to your next smoothie or to your breakfast bowl for a tasty, high-fiber treat. I love kiwi. Now, flaxseed is next on the list. In addition to their wide variety of health benefits, flaxseed high fiber content and ability to promote regularity definitely make them stand out. Each 1 tablespoon serving of flax seeds contains 3 grams of fiber, including a mix of both soluble and insoluble fiber. One study showed that eating 10 grams of flaxseed daily for 12 weeks improved constipation, as well as other digestive and weight conditions. So you're having some weight issues? Introduce some flaxseed. Another study showed that flaxseed may have dual effectiveness for both constipation and diarrhea balance. Cool, right? Flax seeds can add extra fiber and texture when sprinkled onto oats, yogurt, soups, and shakes. Flaxseed oil can be used in salad dressings, dips, and sauces. I'll tell you this. I get smoothies every day, just about every day, and flax seeds are part of it. I have no complaints. None whatsoever. Next on the list is pears. These can help alleviate constipation in just a few ways, actually. First, they're high in fiber. One medium pear, which is around about 6 ounces, they're about 170 little bit grams. One medium pear contains 6 grams of fiber, meaning about 16% and about 25% of men and women's dietary or daily fiber needs, respectively. So 16% of men's daily fiber needs and 25% of women's daily fiber needs in one medium pear. Pears are also high in sorbitol, a sugar alcohol that acts as an osmotic agent to pull water into the intestines and stimulate a bowel movement. We talked about sorbitol earlier. Furthermore, pears contain fructose, a type of sugar that can be absorbed in limited amounts. Now, this is due to the way in which your body metabolizes fructose. Not only is it absorbed at a slower rate, but also large amounts of fructose can only be metabolized by your liver. Moreover, some individuals may have fructose malabsorption, a condition that affects the body's ability to absorb fructose. Kind of self-explanatory. Now, like sorbitol, unabsorbed fructose acts as a natural laxative by bringing water into the intestines. See, the human body is really intelligent and knows what works and what doesn't. So, fructose is there. It's a sugar. We need more water. It pulls it in. Hence the dehydration. So now you need to be drinking more water to replace the water that has been drawn into your intestines to help with the excretion process. Now, you take away water from other parts of the body, your cells start to suffer. You see the process? That is why you need to drink more water. Now, pears are incredibly versatile and easy to add to your diet. They can be included in salads, smoothies, and sandwiches, or consumed as a sweet snack, just as is, raw. Then you have beans. Most varieties of beans are high in fiber and can help maintain regularity. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Black beans, for example, boast 7.5 grams of fiber per cooked 1 cup or 1/2 cup, while 1/2 cup of cooked navy beans contains 9.5 grams of fiber. Beans also contain good amounts of soluble and insoluble fiber, both of which help ease constipation in different ways. According to Healthline.com, soluble fiber absorbs water and forms a gel-like consistency, softening stool and making it easier to pass. There you go. Slide right out. On the other hand, insoluble fiber passes through the digestive tract and and adds bulk to your stool. Makes it beefy. One 2016 study showed that including a mix of both soluble and insoluble fiber in the diet can reduce constipation as well as bloating and gas. It's funny because beans tend to cause bloating and gas. If you're looking for an easy way to increase your fiber intake, beans are a good way to do so. Add them to soups, dips, or side dishes for a delicious dose of fiber. Then there is rhubarb. Both rhubarb's fiber content and natural laxative properties encourage regularity. I can't say I've ever had rhubarb, but if anybody knows how to prepare it and you're in the South Florida area, call me up. 773-789-STEW. It's on your screen. 773-789-7839. Call me up. Invite me over for a rhubarb sampling. And I'll tell you whether or not I like it. But I don't know. Any of you guys ever had rhubarb? I haven't. Both, so each stalk of rhubarb includes 1 gram of fiber, which is mostly bulk promoting insoluble fiber. Rhubarb also contains a compound called senoside A, which has a laxative effect in the body. In fact, senosides are even found in herbal laxative like senna, which is probably what it's named after. Senoside A works by decreasing levels of aquaporin, aquaporin 3 or AQP3, a protein that controls water transport in the intestines. Never heard of it, actually. Now, decreased levels of AQP3 result in increased water absorption, which softens stools and promotes bowel movements. Rhubarb can be used in a variety of baked goods, added to yogurt, or even added to oatmeal for a kick of added flavor. I don't know what kind of flavor rhubarb gives. Next on the list is artichokes. Now, research shows that artichokes have a prebiotic effect, which can be beneficial for gut health and maintaining regularity. We want to be regular, very, very regular. Prebiotics are a special type of fiber that works by feeding the gut bacteria found in your colon, helping optimize your digestive health. Consuming prebiotics may also help relieve constipation. A 2017 review looked at 5 studies, including 199 participants, and concluded that prebiotics increased stool frequency and improved consistency. Artichokes, in particular, are a good source of prebiotics that can boost beneficial bacteria in the gut. One study had 32 participants supplement with fiber extracted from globe artichokes. After 3 weeks, they found that concentrations of beneficial bacteria had increased, while amounts of harmful gut bacteria had decreased. Artichokes, who would have thunk it? Another study looked at the effects of artichoke leaf extract on 208 participants with irritable bowel syndrome. Artichokes not only reduced the incidence of IBS, but also helped normalize bowel patterns. Artichokes are available in both fresh and jarred form and can be used in lots of recipes like creamy dips, salads, and flavorful tarts. Kefir is next up on the list. This one I happen to really like. Kefir is a fermented milk beverage that contains probiotics, a form of healthy gut bacteria that may help alleviate constipation. Probiotics have been shown to increase stool frequency, improve stool consistency, and help reduce intestinal transit time to speed bowel movements. Several studies have demonstrated that kefir, in particular, may promote regularity. In one study, 20 participants with constipation were given kefir for 4 weeks. Kefir was found to decrease laxative use, speed intestinal transit, increase stool frequency, and improve consistency. A 2014 review of studies also found that probiotics may improve whole gut transit time and stool frequency and consistency. Kefir makes a perfect base for smoothies or salad dressings. Alternatively, try making a probiotic-rich parfait using kefir and topping it with fruit, flax seeds, or oats for an extra boost of fiber. I usually just have it by itself. I don't have a small, like a shot glass or a small cup of kefir. You know, I just drink it down and good to go. Let's go. Then you have figs. Figs are an excellent way to get more fiber into your diet and, but as a result, encourage bowel movement. Dried figs, especially, can provide a concentrated dose of fiber. 1/2 cup of dried figs contains 7.5 grams of fiber, which can fulfill about 16% of men's and 25% of women's daily fiber needs. A 2011 animal study looked at the effects of fig paste on constipation over a 3-week period. It found that fig paste increased stool weight and reduced intestinal transit time, supporting its use as a natural remedy for constipation. Another study in humans found that giving fig paste to 40 participants with constipation helped speed colonic transit, improve stool consistency, and alleviate abdominal discomfort. Now, while figs can be consumed on their own, they can also be included in a fruit salad or boiled into a tasty jam that goes well with bruschetta, pizzas, and sandwiches. Then there is sweet potatoes. Who would have known that sweet potatoes would have been on this list? In addition to providing a host of vitamins and minerals, sweet potatoes also contain a good amount of fiber that can help increase regularity. One medium sweet potato, just one, contains 4 grams of fiber. The fiber found in sweet potatoes is mostly insoluble and includes a few specific types, such as cellulose, lignin, and pectin. Now, thanks to their fiber content, some studies have shown that sweet potatoes may help promote bowel movements. One 2016 study measured the effects of sweet potato intake on constipation in 57 leukemia patients who were undergoing chemotherapy. After just 4 days, most markers of constipation had improved, and the participants consuming sweet potatoes had significantly less straining and discomfort than the control group. Sweet potatoes can be mashed, baked, sautéed, roasted. You name it. You think about it, you can probably do it with sweet potatoes. They can also be used in place of white potatoes in any of your favorite recipes. Try it as a bread substitute for avocado toast. That would be interesting. Then you have your lentils. Now, this edible pulse is packed with fiber, making it an excellent addition to your diet to relieve constipation. In addition, 1/2 cup of boiled lentils contains an impressive 8 grams. Now, additionally, eating lentils can increase the production of butyric acid, a type of short-chain fatty acid found in the colon. It increases the movement of the digestive tract to promote bowel movements. In a 2019 study, concluded that beneficial intestinal hormone secretion and gut barrier integrity was improved by increased butyrate via fiber supplementation. Lentils add a rich, hearty flavor to soups and salads alike, while also providing plenty of added fiber and health benefits. Have you ever had lentil soup? Depending on who makes it, just awesome. Then there's chia seeds. Just 1 ounce of chia seeds contain a whopping 11 grams of fiber. In fact, chia seeds are made up of about 40% fiber by weight, making them one of the most fiber-dense foods available. Specifically, chia seeds are a good source of soluble fiber, which absorbs water from a gel that softens and moistens stool for easier passage. One study found that chia seeds could absorb up to 15 times their weight in water, allowing for even easier elimination. Try mixing some chia seeds into your smoothie, into puddings, yogurts, or in order to pack a few extra grams of soluble fiber. Then there are avocados. So you had sweet potatoes that you could reuse to replace bread as an avocado toast. Now you have the avocados. They're also on the list. And they're not just trendy on toast and in guacamole. They're chock full of nutrients and can help with constipation. 1 cup of sliced avocado contains 10 grams of fiber. This source of both soluble and insoluble fiber can help relieve constipation. Additionally, a 2019 study indicated that replacing carbs with the fats and fiber from avocado increased satiety. In other words, it increased your appetite, which could aid weight loss. Other studies suggest avocados could also support healthy aging, make you look good as you get older. Avocados are a versatile addition to smoothies and baked goods, and delicious on toast or as a substitute for mayo on sandwiches. I have a hard-boiled egg with toast, and sometimes I cut up a piece of avocado and kind of make it into a paste, you know, so I cover my bread with it, you know, sprinkle a little lemon pepper dressing or lemon pepper seasoning on there, and you get a whole different sandwich. It's awesome. Lastly, but by no means least on this list, oat bran. Oat bran is a fiber-rich outer casing of the oat grain. Though it is not as widely consumed as rolled or old-fashioned oats, oat bran contains significantly more fiber. Just 1/3 cup of oat bran contains about 7 grams of fiber. One older study gave 15 elderly participants oat bran over a 12-week period and compared the results with a control group. Oat bran was not only well tolerated, but also helped participants maintain their body weight and decreased their laxative use by 59%, making it a safe and effective natural remedy for constipation. Though oatmeal and oat bran come from the same oat groat, they vary in terms of texture and taste. Oat bran works especially well when used in recipes for homemade granola and breads. So, what's the bottom line here? No pun intended. Constipation is a common problem that affects most people at some point. Though medications and supplements can help, achieving regularity is possible for most people with a high-fiber, healthy diet and a few regularity-boosting foods, including a few servings of the foods that we just talked about, each day, along with drinking plenty of water and engaging in a regular physical activity, can help increase stool frequency, improve consistency, and eliminate constipation once and for all. Can you imagine living without constipation? It's a beautiful thing. As we get into musical therapy, I want to say thank you to McNeil Trucking for sponsoring this segment. Life faces us each day. McNeil Trucking is licensed and insured as Your Movers. You're in good hands with McNeil Trucking. So give them a call, 954-406-9740. That's 954-406-9740. McNeil Trucking, you're in good hands.
All changing before our face. We can't drop out of this race. No matter how long, no matter how hard we got.
It's called Musical Therapy. I'm kicking it off with a birthday girl. Happy Earth Day to Marcia J. Ball. The track is called Time Change. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Thank you for sharing with me as I talked crap. Yep. On this healthy love night here on KevinStew.com. Yeah, we talked about feces. For those of you who are wondering, you're just tuning in and just catching the end of it. In the background, the sound of G. Cole. Thank you very much, G. Cole, for you this brand new, spanking new track right here. It's called It's Christmas. As we bounce out, I say thank you. Please look out for members of your community. And remember, your community is not just the development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. So those that you pass on the bus, on the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are all members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Stewart. This is how I like to do it to you, for you, and with you each and every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Well, I don't think I can say each and everyone, because I got to take a vacation at some point. This Christmas. But until I do, I'll be right here with you on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew, KevinStew.com, and affiliates all over. Thank you to the affiliates, One Harmony Radio, Island Worldwide, NIE Radio, Aliwap Radio, Dusik Media Group, WGLRO, The Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. One Harmony Radio, PEMG TV. Thank you all. It's Christmas, all that I need. It's Christmas, just you. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you wherever you are in the world. From right here in South Florida, I bid you all a good night. Take care. I'm out of here. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The night shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on KevinStew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.